just so much sports going on today. It's dizzying with all the NFL free agent agreements. Technically, you can't sign anybody yet. Mr. Baseball has all that. And in his corner of the studio has got all the monitors, and they're all tuned to the various spring training games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, we've got the NBA and the March Madness coming right up.
You're right. I was struggling to find Chew TV, but everybody's going to go through that at some point this week. So
he's upset because we don't have True TV in here in our package.
Yeah. With this many monitors, you'd think you'd have moved beyond basic cable. But at any rate, pro tip, and why do you pointed this out last year? NCAA.com streams every game. So when in doubt, go to NCAA.com. That's the easiest way to do it. If you're not near a TV, or if the TV you're near doesn't carry the games,
they make
that you
it very easy
watch.
For you.
They do.
To shirk your work responsibilities.
That's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But not me. I'm fully present, Whitey.
That's part of your work responsibilities. Hello?
Yes. I was looking at my computer during the segment. Yes.
Right now it's time to tap into the limitless expertise of author, columnist, Mark Kreidler. These are questions for Kreidler. And by the way, he's no longer wearing the Sherlock Holmes hat with the corncob pipe, which is an interesting look that not everyone can pull off.
Corncob pipe was very satisfying.
What was it again? Oh, you were trying to figure out which team offered Drew Brees the big contract that he turned down, $60 million guaranteed.
Drew Brees said, I don't know if confirmed it is the right way to put it, but he did address that this afternoon or in a radio interview this afternoon. He said he was offered, quote, a lot more elsewhere. But he said it wasn't like I was going anywhere. He said at the end of the Vikings game that I wanted to re-sign with, that I wanted to stay in New Orleans. But he did say he was offered a lot more elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if he signed for $50 million, it's not all guaranteed. I'm guessing a lot more is close to the $60 million figure that we heard today.
Right. Well, I think he got $27 million guaranteed, and he could have gotten $60 million guaranteed from Team X, the mystery team.
Yes.
Jets. The team that we don't know yet who it is. Jets.
Right. Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets. It's a mystery. So feel free to speculate that the Vikings were going to give him $60 million. Because that would be fun to think about.
All right. NFL free agency. Can Denver compete with Keenum? And has the 49ers free agent haul to this point been, a little underwhelming? Got all the cap space. They're serious about winning. Sure, the Shermanator. I mean, that's a big signing, but you'll know that if his foot's going to stay on the end of his leg.
That's always a fair question.
Yeah.
To the Denver question.
Weston Richburg.
I think Case Keenum is kind of the next guy in a long line of quarterbacks who the Broncos have tried to install. I don't know that he'll get much far. I mean, he's better than some of the guys they've been rolling out there, and he's better than the guys they had last year. And that's the first thing that I think you could say. Because you got to see him over a season in basically week in and week out work, you can say that.
Thank you to John Elway.
You can say he's better than the guys that they had, and that's really their first step.
Paxton Lynch is apparently not going to be the quarterback that John Elway thought he was going to be. He's not going to be the quarterback that apparently Jerry Jones thought he was going to be.
The Frisco flu.
Yep.
Jerry Jones didn't want Dak. He wanted
Paxton.
Yes.
There were a lot of people who wanted Paxton Lynch and who thought Denver made a pretty good pick when they got him, and it hasn't developed, and you read into that whatever you want. As for Denver competing, now, that's a team that was 5-11, so I don't want to go too far down the road. I mean, we've been talking about the 49ers improving, and I think, you know, they're a 6-10 team that I think could maybe get to 8 wins, which wouldn't, and I'm not knocking that. That's improvement. I don't think Denver's ready to contend yet, and there an awful lot of things would have to happen in a short amount of time, including their offense, or their defense, rather, reversing its age. Denver's defense is still good, but it's not elite good.
And they traded away Aqib Talib.
Yeah. So they're, you know.
And he's pretty good.
Yep. And so I don't think that they're much farther along.
They may trade C.J. Anderson from Vallejo.
That would be tough to take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a guy who's been awfully good for them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Niners go, I think about it a little bit differently. I like the Richard Sherman signing. In the end, I think that's going to be a signing that they'll be very happy with. Their addition on the offensive line today,
Weston Richburg
from the Giants, is probably a good one as well. And it carries some risk. Probably doesn't have as much carry as much risk as Sherman signing, actually, in terms of whether he plays.
Because he had concussion issues last year.
Right.
Fortifies the interior of their offensive line.
Right. But here's why I think about it a little bit different with the Niners. To me, Jimmy Garoppolo is like a free agent signing. Now, that was a trade last year, but this offseason they locked down their quarterback. So to me, they added a premier position, and it's hard to fill, and time will we won't know for a while whether they did it more successfully or less successfully, but they did fill the position.
There's quite a bit of risk with a lot of these free agent signings. I know Joe just called us up, one of the smartest listeners in radio, and he was questioning the wisdom of signing Allen Robinson, the Bears signing Allen Robinson. And the more you look into it, yeah, I mean, he was already a guy who dropped the ball a little bit, and he's coming off ACL surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a big contract from the Bears. And I wish him all the best, but it's like, who was it? Somebody once said, somebody with the New York Giants, or somebody once said, when you sign a guy in NFL free agency, you're signing the free agent, and you're also signing the reason why the guy is a free agent.
Well, that's true, although sometimes with the NFL, you have to look twice. Sometimes teams make guys free agent because they can't keep everybody. And it isn't always because they have a complaint with the player. Sometimes it's closer to the truth to just say, we can't afford him. It's not a question of like him or not like him. And teams do that all the time. By the way, Bill Barnwell, who does such a good job at ESPN, broke down every deal that's been made so far, that has been reported, I should say. And he really likes Allen Robinson to the Bears. And he just said, yeah, there's risk. ACL is risk. But if you're talking about the talent of a guy like Allen Robinson, this is a really, really good move. He said, maybe the Jags know something we don't. The Bears will regret their decision. But Robinson is one of the highest upside players in free agency in recent memory. And if you're trying to give a quarterback some weapons, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's one of those guys, if you turn back the clock, if you're talking about 2015 Allen Robinson, touchdown.
Yeah.
2018 Allen Robinson, we'll see. Good luck.
Here's their risk. They're about $25 million in. And so, as Barnwell explains it, it's really closer to a two-year deal for the Bears. And then after that, they'd have to decide, you know, you're willing to guarantee the rest of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the rubber meets the road. So they get 2 years of a guy coming off a serious injury to see if he's the guy that they think he is.
So the free agent haul, the 49ers haul so far, you don't consider it underwhelming?
No, I don't. They still have money to spend, and free agency doesn't officially begin until tomorrow. So I'm not underwhelmed yet. I like the Sherman addition. I like Richburg just because I think that he's exactly the type of lineman they would add anyway. And I consider Garoppolo to have been functionally a free agent. He didn't have a contract.
Next question.
With the Chiefs and Broncos shaking things up, are the Raiders being too conservative this offseason? Speaking of the 49ers, potentially underwhelming. How about the Raiders? They haven't done anything.
I'm underwhelmed by the Raiders, even though I understand it. They don't have much cap room. They don't have a lot of flexibility.
Right. They've got an excuse.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that you can't get creative, but what it suggests is you'd have to start cutting guys. They cut Sean Smith for whatever that's worth, but they have to start cutting guys to make any move that anyone would consider aggressive, and sometimes that's just regressive. If all you do is lose talent so that you can afford to sign some talent.
Is that a thing, Rob? Regressive? Is that a thing? Not a thing. Rob says that it's not a thing.
But it's an actual word. Like a regressive tax.
Can't help you. He says it's not a thing.
Well, a buzzer sounded, so I guess that's it. But at any rate, sure I'm underwhelmed. And I think they're going to have to come up big in the draft. But again, free agency hasn't officially begun. And it's possible that what they wind up doing is some of the more under-the-radar stuff. A guy like Trumaine Johnson hasn't been signed yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the Raiders add Trumaine Johnson, they will have already had a pretty good offseason.
But he's going to be pretty pricey.
Absolutely.
It would appear that they don't have the wherewithal financially to even consider that.
That's what I'm talking about. The league season starts tomorrow, and there's still time for a team like the Raiders to do something wildly aggressive, like lose a bunch of contracts in order to add a guy like Trumaine Johnson.
I did see them on a list of potential. They're way down on the list, but I saw them on a list of potential Ndamukong Suh suitors.
Yes. It's fair to say that they've been on lists. Beyond that, I don't know too much. Just like today, they were almost immediately placed on the short list of teams that would talk to Jordy Nelson. Yeah, they probably would. They don't have a lot of money to spend. So you'd have to ask yourself what he's going to need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have the money for Ndamukong Suh. I'm not sure they would pursue him anyway, but I don't think they have the kind of money that Ndamukong Suh is likely to get.
Well, if Al Davis were around, that would already be a done deal. He would have already signed him.
You're probably right. And he would have tried to figure out how to make it work under the cap later. I'm adding him.
Yeah.
Figure it out, guys, because I'm adding him. Mm-hmm. Here we go. But yeah, you know, the Chiefs are taking big swings, right? The Chiefs added Sammy Watkins. He could be a huge bust, but he also could be part of, you know, the Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, you know, offense that gives a young quarterback like Mahomes, who likes to throw it down the field, an awful lot of weapons.
I know we say it every year, but you know what? Next year the Chargers might be pretty good. And they actually were. They barely missed the playoffs last year. They were competitive.
I agree.
A rough division, as we all know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Cam, can you help me out here?
Next question.
Thank you. Question here, and this is actually a question posed by Andy Gray at SI.com. Hot clicks, extra mustard. LeBron James, he keeps posting his own highlights on social media. Okay, so no worries, why not? Or, hey, get over yourself. LeBron question posting highlights of himself, is that like a, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And Andy Gray himself said, I really don't care for that. I guess a lot of people tell him, that's what social media is for. He's LeBron. Roll with it.
I fall into that camp.
Which one?
You got to roll with that. If you don't, to me, LeBron posting his own highlights is LeBron speaking to the people who follow him on social media. It's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more than that. If you think it's more than that, you're definitely misunderstanding the way people like LeBron use social media. That's how he communicates with the people who love him enough to follow him on Insta or any other social media.
Do that. It's Miller time.
He likes it. It's fun. It's interactive. And he's preaching to the choir. It's a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get... If
so the complaint shows an ignorance of how social media is supposed to work.
Basically, yeah. Because, yeah, for me, my first thought might be, what are you posting your own highlight? You're supposed to let other people post highlights of you. That's really old thinking. I mean, LeBron is just doing nothing more than, here's a little of me, here's from me to you, here's a little of me to you.
Mm-hmm.
He started uninterrupted. That entire medium, uninterrupted, which our buddy Jimmy Spencer has a major role in.
Never heard of him.
Great guy. Is to allow athletes to, via social media, speak directly to all their followers about whatever they want.
Ooh, that's not good for you and I, bypassing the traditional media.
That's right. And it's got a place in media, and not a massive place, but it has a place. And that's all he's doing. And lots and lots and lots of athletes have figured out. You use your social media account not to necessarily launch an agenda, but to feed red meat to the people who love to follow you.
If I'm not mistaken, Barry Lamar Bonds was actually one of the first to delve into that. And I think that might even have predated what we now would consider social media. I think he had a website or something where he was, and it was just like, here's what's going on. I'm just going to tell you.
Right.
Rather than get misquoted.
His was from a place of hostility, but it was inventive. And I think I've told you this before, but he's a real geek. And he's fascinated with technology, always was. And I once interviewed him, non-baseball story, for a computer magazine because he was wiring up a house, pre-wiring a house for technology that hadn't actually been launched yet. Like, that's how much he was into it.
I once interviewed him, and the day before, one of his guys called up at my house. I was at home just like, what? What questions are you going to ask Barry tomorrow? And when I guess he proved it because then the next day we talked to him.
Okay. Yeah. I think there was a lot of that going on at the time.
One of the guys who ratted him out during Balco.
Oh, really?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All that ever happened to me was the assistant asked if I could ship a bunch of copies of the magazine once it ran. But again, he loved that stuff. He loved technology. He was a little ahead of the curve on all of that. But yeah, he'd be doing what LeBron's doing now.
And you're going right to his retirement at AT&T this year?
As soon as my invite arrives.
Invite?
Yeah.
Invite?
Yeah. You mean as part of the on-field ceremonies?
Well, I hadn't considered that.
You should consider it now.
Those are questions for Kreidler for now.